Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Knight's Gourmet Popcorn, originally founded, I love to talk about legacy, ongoing small businesses on the show, originally founded in 1952. So it's a 73-year-old business. It's changed hands a number of times through the years. Lou Hero was the previous owner, acquired it in 2021 from Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and his wife Michelle, who had operated Knight's since 2005. Today, it's owned by Brittany and Ben Essig, who also operate a coffee roaster and cafe there called Rescued Roasters. Some recent challenges with the business, you know, located on Wisconsin 24, Forest Home Avenue. It's now reduced to one lane of travel in each direction, part of a resurfacing and road improvement project that will definitely make the area better and brighter, but maybe a couple challenges for the owners right now, but still a lot of opportunity. The owners join us on the phone this morning, Brittany and Ben. I appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you so much for having us.
Of course. So just kind of level set with us. Tell us how you got into the coffee and popcorn business.
Yeah, so I'll try to keep this the Cliff Notes version.
Yeah.
But back in high school and college, I was a barista at a couple different coffee shops, and I just loved working with coffee. So from that point, it was always my dream to have a coffee shop, you know, when I grew older and became an adult. Fast forward, you know, we were living in Jackson Park, our neighborhood, for about 10, 12 plus years at that point, and there was no local coffee shops anywhere near us. You know, the closest ones were Bayview. So Brittany and I, we talked about, you know, maybe one day, you know, opening up our own coffee shop in the neighborhood because there was a need. But we always joked about, you know, like maybe somebody else will do it and we don't have to. But nobody did it. So then we're like, fine, I guess we'll do it. So we started looking around the neighborhood and, you know, there's not a lot of real estate available. So during that process of looking for buildings, we met Lou Hero. He was gracious enough to, you know, let us lease space from the Knight's building to roast our coffee in the back of the building. So we started out as a coffee roasting company, doing that for a few months, and then Lou approached us and said, you know, that he was looking to sell. He wanted to sell to us because, you know, he thought we would be the perfect owners for the popcorn to go in the future with it.
Yeah. So you were able to meet an entrepreneur, kind of helped you get your start in a space you wanted to be in, but also learn about the business through his lens. That had to be really valuable early on for you.
Absolutely. Lou's a very established man, very knowledgeable, a bright man. So when he approached us, we both said no at first. We're like, I don't think this is overwhelming. Like, this wasn't part of our plan. That's overwhelming. But he talked with us through it. He helped us through a lot of the challenges that we were, you know, thinking about that we were going to face. So he made it pretty smooth for us. So that was really, really nice of him. And it made it very easy for us to take over the popcorn business that's been around for so long.
Yeah, I mean, you probably had to weigh, I mean, with any decision, you kind of have to weigh the pros and cons with anything. But you were buying a legacy brand. I mean, Knight's Gourmet Popcorn has been in the area 70-plus years. And to dive into an area you didn't know as much about. So talk to us about kind of the unique value proposition of your popcorn, kind of what makes it special. Is it the oil? Is it the kernels? Is it the sourcing? Kind of what makes a great popcorn great?
I'll say we definitely took on the legacy, and like, we loved popcorn up until this point, but we really got to learn all the ins and outs of popcorn as we took over. Like, as you mentioned, it did start in, like, 1952. It started in Ted and Llewellyn's home and then expanded to, like, its first location around 9th and Mitchell until it moved into this location about a little over 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say, like, what makes it super special is that it's still the original, like, some of the original recipes from back in 1952. All the popcorn is still popped in small batches, hand-bagged and hand-sealed. We're definitely known for, like, our classic gourmet white, which is one of the original recipes. And I think it's just the quality of that medium yellow seed that's hulled, so it's not going to get stuck in your teeth, popped in a really good coconut oil with the perfect amount of salt. It's just, like, the perfect snack for every day.
Yeah. How long have you been popping with coconut oil?
That's like the original recipe, as I know. When I started, I was kind of given some like handwritten like ingredient list and recipe list and kind of tasks to actually like type it up and keep it in like a safe spot, because we still had stuff that was just like written by hand.
That's great. So you were on the coconut oil trend way before kind of everyone else is, making it a little bit more healthy too. Then that it comes through in the taste for sure. We are talking with the owners of Knight's Gourmet Popcorn. When we come back, a little bit more from Brittany and Ben on the impacts of some new road construction right outside their business, how they're managing it, and what's coming next. You listen to The Upswing. This is WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Construction on West Forest Home Avenue scheduled to continue through the late fall, according to the DOT. A lot of impact on the small businesses there in terms of parking and access. Brittany and Ben Essing are the owners of Knight's Gourmet Popcorn. They join us on the phone this morning. Again, thanks for your time. So talk a bit about the road construction challenges and the impact on your operations and just how you're working with all the governmental entities to provide more access for your customers.
Yeah, so the construction caught us by surprise, caught everybody in the area by surprise. It just one day started, and we got no advance warning or notice that it was starting. So that was the biggest challenge, was just, you know, not expecting it and then trying to come up with solutions on what to do. Our storefront, we have 8 parking spots in front of us where people park. And, you know, unfortunately, we don't have a parking lot to ourselves. So when the road construction started, our parking spots were all taken away. So the first couple of days that this happened, we saw a 50% decrease in our sales, just because people could not get to us or have anywhere to park. And, you know, a lot of, like on Mondays, we have Senior Monday. A lot of our customers are, you know, over 60 years old. And if they can't, you know, have easy access to our building to park and walk in, you know, they can't come, unfortunately, because they can't walk 2, 3, 4 blocks. So, yeah, it really hurt us a lot.
So are you getting support on the communication side from Wisconsin Department of Transportation and local officials? Has that been happening more in the last week?
So our biggest supporter has been our alderman, Peter Bajelis. He's been amazing. He's been pushing for us and with us to work with the DOT just to get answers on how long is this going to take, you know, and then finding solutions. So we were lucky enough that our neighbors have parking lots next to us. They've moved their stuff around in their lots to allow us to have parking for customers. And, you know, that was all thanks to Peter working with the DOT to find solutions for us. So, yeah. Our alderman's been great during the process.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's what it's all about. I always say that you have to take the time, business owner or not, to know your local alderperson. You know, whether it's a village trustee, an alderperson in a big city, like, get to know them, because when things like this happen, they can make moves that will have impact on your life and your business. Are there additional signage? Is there additional signage coming that's going to make it easier for people to find the businesses? Because there's a lot of small businesses along that Forest Home strip.
Yeah, so that was one of the things that was supposed to be done before this all started. And unfortunately, DOT did not get that done. But I did meet with them on Tuesday of this week, and we will have signs printed this week, and they should be up by next week. Okay. So we signs up within the next week.
Very good. Well, let's look ahead a little bit into the next several years for your business. What are your plans on the expansion side? Any new product offerings coming?
Okay, one of the big things that we're in the works of right now is getting some like outdoor seating for the summertime so people can walk out and sit like out on the sidewalk. We do offer like new drink items for each month, each holiday, things like that. And then also just like a lot more promotion of like our coffee end, to know that we're both popcorn and coffee here. And then our last little thing is like we do team up with an animal rescue in the area each month to donate 10% of our coffee profits back to them. So we're looking into like expanding our partnerships with them. Very good. And then eventually down the line, we want to have like more food options and bakery options, but that's not quite in the works yet.
All right. Well, Ben and Brittany, I wish you all the best with the construction and a lot of opportunities with small businesses. So stay in the game, keep having fun, and keep moving the needle.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. A little bit more flavor on the project. So the project on Forest Home entails improvements to about a 5-mile section of Forest Home. It's between West Janesville Road in Hales Corners and South 45th Street in Milwaukee. So it's a long stretch there. I think there are about 10 small family-owned businesses that operate on that stretch. So, I mean, these road projects, while I think there's a greater good to slowing traffic, to softening traffic, to creating more bike lanes and really making the places more inviting for pedestrians, bikes, and cars, they have short-term impacts on small businesses. The plans here continue with resurfacing, and they're going to replace some traffic signals at South 76th Street on West Cold Spring Road and South 68th Street intersections, all about improving the infrastructure to the entire area. You get those curb ramps, you have the bump outs, and of course, you're meeting the Americans with Disabilities Act standards, so you're adding additional sidewalks and pedestrian-friendly amenities. Always a greater good to these projects, but usually some short-term impact to small businesses.